The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The nominations for the AMBIES, the Podcast Academy's Awards for Excellence in Audio, have been announced. If you're a member, you now get to vote for the winners. And if you just want to listen, then our list of the nominations has links to all the major platforms. And according to our compiled data, NPR and Wondery both lead with 14 nominations, followed by Gimlet and iHeart. Megaphone hosts 62 of the nominations. Art19 and PRX are next. Being open helps, seemingly. Just 4 nominations were for Spotify exclusives and only 1 for Amazon Music's exclusive The First One. And of the 164 nominees, fewer than 10% were from outside the US. 7 were from the UK, 4 from Canada, 2 from Australia, and 1 from the UAE. Analytics within Google Podcasts Manager has been improved. You can now see a subscriber count for each show, and the data is now updated faster, with new data appearing in about 24 hours. Apple Podcasts is relaxing their 300-episode limit shortly. Listeners using the latest beta versions of the app can browse the latest 2,000 episodes. Entertainment company FreeTurn has launched FreeTurn Audio, which it describes as an immersive audio company. In fact, the press release doesn't mention the word podcast at all. Captivate is the latest podcast host to support the new podcast namespace. They've announced support for transcriptions, including the new podcast transcript tag. A reminder that our podcast host changes page is fully updated every week. We may be able to switch that from a sample of podcasts to every single podcast out there, if that's of interest. If it is, then let us know. And on Clubhouse, and quoted in Rico, Guy Raz says, "If I was starting a podcast today, I wouldn't start a podcast. I would just come right here to Clubhouse." Thankfully, Guy Raz has restored our faith in Guy Raz by clarifying what Guy Raz meant on Twitter. He says, "If you just want to broadcast your voice quickly without friction or production, it's much easier to go on Clubhouse than to start a podcast. But a produced audio show? No, a podcast is still better." Thank you, Guy Raz. And in podcast news, Podland this week contains an interview with Callum Inn, the CEO and co-founder of Sounder FM. And I and Sam Sethi talk about the Apple versus Spotify race. And Don't Tell My Mother is new from Acast. Celebrities and comedians share true stories they never want their mums to know, and then they tell them. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.